Just one quick halakha on the laws of tefillin. Maran writes that if a person puts on tefillin several times during the day, so he has to make a beracha laniach tefillin each time that he puts the tefillin on. For example, on a fast day, where our custom is to wear the tefillin in mincha. So even though we made a beracha laniach tefillin in the morning, we'd have to make a beracha laniach tefillin as well in the afternoon. Maran then discusses a case where, let's say, the tefillin moved out of its place. For example, you were in the middle of the tefillah, and all of a sudden your tefillin, you know, moved out of the spot where you're not yofseh, the mitzvah. So he says, when you put it back in its place, you actually have to make another beracha. It should be pointed out that we don't follow that lahalacha lemaaseh. That if a person in the middle of praying and his tefillin moved out of its place, you just bring it back into its place and you don't have to make a beracha. The question would be, let's say a person takes off his tefillin to go to the bathroom and then comes back. Here the halakha says when he comes back, he must make another beracha la'aniyah tefillin. Even if he had intention when he took it off that he's going to put it back immediately, doesn't matter. Since he went into the bathroom, he is hayav to put on the tefillin with a beracha. Last but not least, if a person is wearing a certain pair of tefillin, and for example, let's say his tefillin, he couldn't find them, so he wore the synagogue's tefillin. Halacha says, of course you make a beracha. Now, all of a sudden your tefillin surfaced. So you say, you know what, I want to wear my tefillin, because my tefillin, they fit better, they're more mehudar. Halacha says that when you wear a second pair of tefillin of Rashi, so you would have to make a beracha la'aniyah tefillin on the second pair. So again, there are certain cases that you don't make a beracha, and certain cases you do. The cases that you do are, again, when you go to the bathroom, or when you're wearing another pair of rashi, you would have to make a beracha. Or, if you're wearing it after a half hour's time, for example, let's say a person put on the tefillin, took it off, and a half hour's time lapsed, then you would have to make another beracha in the tefillin as well. That's why you make the beracha during mincha on a ta'anit. Even though you knew you were going to wear it later on, doesn't matter. Since a significant time passed, which is a half hour, so you'd have to make the beracha again. However, in the case where the tefillin moved from the place, you do not make another beracha, or you took your tefillin off, and you didn't go to the bathroom, and within a half hour, you put it back on, you also would not make a beracha in such a case.